ration in Nazi-occupied Belgium is 5 ounces per person per week. In Holland, the ration is 9 ounces per person per week. In free England, the fresh meat ration is only 1 pound per person per week. Now, you here in America are still, as always, the most fortunate people in the world. Your meat-sharing program will allow you to consume 2.5 pounds of beef, veal, lamb, mutton, or pork each week, and, in addition, unlimited amounts of other types of meat, plus poultry and fish. You know, it's almost funny when you stop to think of it. Here we are in America, the richest nation in the world, surrounded by so much of everything that we don't always know what to do with it all. And yet we're fussing and worrying about having to do with a little of this and a little of that. For example, it's going to be necessary to cut down on meat. We have to begin now to ration ourselves voluntarily in order that everyone may have an equal share of the meat that is available up until the time when actual rationing begins. But why, you ask? Would you like to come with me and find out? Well, suppose you step into this little gadget of mine, which I invented just for this occasion. It's called, of all things, a whizzeroo. Step inside, please. There we are, and... here we are, in Washington, by well-planned coincidence, and just entering the office of a man whose job it is to tell you, an American, what you're entitled to know. The facts about meat.
I'm glad to be able to report that the wartime demand on the available meat supply will not work a hardship on anyone. Actually, the per capita consumption of beef, pork, lamb, mutton, and veal will be only slightly less than it would normally be. Now, here are the figures. You don't need a pencil to understand them. We have today the greatest meat production in our history. But we also have, for the year beginning this month, a normal civilian demand of 21 million pounds. And Army, Navy, and Lend-Lease requirements, 6.5 billion pounds. Total demand, 27.5 billion pounds. Total available, 24 billion pounds. Result, a deficit of 3.5 billion pounds. Now, you and I know that the deficit of 3.5 billion pounds cannot come out of the Army, Navy, and Lend-Lease quarters. It must come out of the civilian supply. So, instead of the 21 billion pounds the public would like to buy, there'll be only 17.5 billion pounds.
Thank you, mister. Thank you. And now, let's get back into our whizzeroo. And here we are back home. Well, there you have it. Pretty simple, isn't it? There just isn't enough meat for all of us to go on eating like we used to. Now, wait a minute, that's not the way to say it. There isn't enough meat for anyone to go on eating like he used to if he ate more than 2.5 pounds a week. There's a good share for everyone if everyone eats only his share. But the first time some heavy eater gets out of line and starts eating as usual, somebody else has to do with less than his share, or maybe no share at all. You see, here's the way it works.
Mother, I'm hungry. What have we for dinner?
I'm sorry, Sonny. We'll have to have a vegetable dinner again. It's impossible for me to get to the market soon enough. When I get there, the meat is all gone.
Well, just across the way.
Here, Junior, have another veal chop. There's still 6 left. It's clever of you, Helen, to be at the butcher's early enough to get all of them.
Now, I ask you, is that fair? Is it democratic? Well, here's what you can do about it. Be a good American and limit yourself to 2.5 pounds of meat a week. You do it, and everybody do it, and there'll be enough for everybody. Remember to share the meat. Limit yourself to 2.5 pounds per week. Don't eat more than that, no matter how many members of your family may eat less. No matter whether you eat at home, in a restaurant, or at someone else's home. Let's share the meat and win the victory.